1. Divine origin and unity, 2. Dependence of God, 3. Purposeful existence, and 4. Immanence of God.
Understand that God is the ultimate creator and sources of everything. Embrace your dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the immanence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now, just enter in. Don't mind me, I'm just sharing the broadcast. Come on, you share the broadcast with your peeps. Amen. Just want to let everybody know that this is the day that the Lord has made. Now, the Bible says we will rejoice. I'm going to say it again. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Come on now. See, you have to set your will. Good morning, Brother Doug. Yes, I'm trying to change it up, Brother Doug. Amen, amen. Listen. This is all about, listen, getting the good news, sending out the good news, the gospel. That word gospel right there means good news. But this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. We shall rejoice. Let me just find that scripture for you, because I think this is where we need to go this morning. Ah, yes. We will rejoice. Psalms 118. Well, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread. Oh, Brother Doug, man, this is my birthday month, man. I don't just celebrate one day. I take the whole month of September, amen? But yes, it has been kicked off. And listen, I'm going to be enjoying it all month. Amen and amen. But listen, Psalms 118, look at verse 24. I want you to check this out. And like I said, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. See, we have to start everything with the word of God, just like God did. He says, in the beginning, before He started moving planets and stars and doing all these things, He began with the word. Come on. Someone type, it is so. Come on now. Let me know that you're with me. Type, it is so. Share the broadcast. Let your people know. I'm just sharing it out real quick. So once again, Psalms 118. Look at what it says. And we're going to start at verse, we're going to start at verse 23, okay? And I believe this is going to kick off what we're doing today, amen? Father, I thank you. Hold on, here we go. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your words would fall to the ground, and we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. So look, Psalms 118, starting, I'm going to start in verse 21, okay? Psalms 118, starting at verse 21. Look at what it says. I will praise you, for you have heard me, and have become my salvation. Oh, come on now. Here we go. Here we go. We're starting right now. Look, 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 look. He says, I will praise thee, for you have heard me, okay, and art become or have become my salvation. The stone that builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. Now, this verse right here is a prophetic verse talking about the coming of Jesus, because Jesus is called the chief cornerstone. Come on now, he's called the cornerstone, the chief cornerstone. And he was a carpenter, okay? This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing. Let's look at this. I would have to say that this word Lord here is Jehovah. Okay. And then it goes, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice. In other words, I set my will. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Now, this word prosperity is not just talking about money. Prosperity is talking about it's a Hebrew word, the salak of God, which means to advance, to make progress, to succeed, to be profitable, to make prosperous, to bring to successful issue, to cause to prosper. Oh, come on now. To cause to prosper. To make prosperous, but I want you to pay attention to it. It means to advance. Come on now. I want you to get this. It means to advance. Send now the power to advance. Sorry about that. There we go. So, as we go forth in this word today, remember, praise him now because you already know he's heard you. He is your salvation. He's not going to let you fail. He says, do not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. If you faint or if you don't quit, if you faint not. A lot of times we get discouraged and we quit. Well, come on now. We've all been there. Come on now. You don't know how it's going to happen. It's not looking like it's going to work. And you say, forget it. But listen, you're more than a conqueror. He's more than able to do it. He's more than able to deliver you. Come on now. He's more than able. Come on now. I want you to get this. He's more than able. He's more than able. He's more. Come on. I'm prophesying to you right now. He's more than able. As I'm sending this out to Instagram, he's more than able. He's more than able. He's more than able. Come on now. He's more than able. Come on. I want you to get this. He's not going to let you down, because whenever you do first things first, by getting the word, wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all of your getting, get understanding. Because you take the proper steps first to put him first and say, Lord, Father, how do you want me to handle this? Come on now. Lord, listen, I don't know what to do, okay? But because he's Father first, he's Elohim first. Come on, because he is your creator, he's Father, he's Daddy. So he says, acknowledge me in all your ways and I'll direct your path. Come on now. See, before I can get to these keys of the power of all, you have to understand that you must, we must put him first. We must say, Father, what is your thought about this situation? Come on out. Because he created you and he gave you your purpose, he knows exactly where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. Come on. So the four keys of the power of all, your divine origin and unity with Elohim, Father, your dependence on God or your trust in God. Number three, your purposeful existence in God. And four, the imminence of God, his active involvement in your life, okay? We've been right here for the last few sessions. Number one, the power of all. Number one, your divine origin and unity with God. Everything in the universe comes from God, Elohim. Elohim, God is the ultimate creator and source of everything. This means that all things are connected because they come from the same source. We are related, and that should be, that word is not elated because that means happy, but I am elated, but it should be related. We are related because we share the same root. We share the same root, or we share the same beginning. Genesis chapter 1. Come on now. Genesis chapter 1. Look at what it says. I'm going to type this here for Instagram. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God. Woo, the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light. Now, you've got the three forms or the three powers of God working at the same time. You've got Elohim, the creator. He is the God of all. You've got the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit. And you've got the Word of God. His name is the Word of God, Jesus, Yahshua, speaking. And God said, that is the word, okay? Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 to 17. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things. He is before all things. And in him all things hold together. So when we trust in the Lord, lean not to our own understanding. Acknowledge him in all of our ways. Ask him first. Come on now. Type it is so. Come on. Let me know you're with me. When you understand, acknowledge him in all of your ways. Because when we get a word, in that word is the power and the ability to execute what he said to do. Oh, come on now. John chapter 1 tells us this. Let's go there. John chapter 1. Verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the what? Word. In the beginning was the Word. Yes, Brother Doug. I'm going to put this up here. Brother Doug says, it is so each step is important as the Father shows us the way. That's right. He says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Okay? When we put this in proper context and understanding, now we're understanding that if we put everything on him, cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. When we put it back on him, now he must be active. actively involved. Now the imminence of God becomes activated for us to execute and accomplish the purpose and will of God for our life. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. Come on. Come on now. I receive it. So, John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Come on now. The same was in the beginning with God. Okay? All things were made by him, and without him, the Word was not anything made that was made. In him, the Word was life, and the life was the light of men. Now, verse 12, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power, his dunamis, to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. When you follow the steps and the purpose of the kingdom of God for your life, God becomes responsible for making sure that the outcome, the harvest, is activated and manifest for you. Come on now. This is, see, God makes it simple. He says, look, I created you. I gave you the talents and the gifts for your purpose so you can accomplish your purpose. If you'll just follow my plan for your life, you'll never fail. Come on now. In Peter, it says, unto him who's able to keep you from falling. Okay? Oh, my God. I want you to see this. Oh, this is Jude. I want you to see this. This is Jude. Jude. It's only one chapter. We're going to look at verse 24. Come on. This is why I give you word. See, my opinion ain't going to help you. Verse 24. Jude. Oh, I'm sorry. I typed it wrong here. There we go. Let's try it again. Jude chapter 1, verse 24. There we go. And it says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Unto him. So God says, look, I want you to put it back on me. If you will give me everything, if you will say, Father, what do you think? What did you say? What is it you want me to do right now? Give me today, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread. Why is this messing up? Amen. So, listen, I'm about to say something and it's going to sound controversial, but we just read it in the Word. If we do what Proverbs chapter 3 says, it says in verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. I want you to get this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Let's see what this phrase, in all thy ways, means. Okay, so the way, the road, the distance, the journey, the manner, the path, the direction, the manner, the habit, the course of life. Are you getting this? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In the course of life, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. If God is directing you, Jesus said, the Spirit of truth will lead you and guide you into all truth. So that's John chapter 16. When we understand that the Spirit of truth, which is the Holy Spirit, these three are one. He's not going to tell you what he thinks. He's going to tell you what he heard. Oh, come on, somebody. Woo, my God. Are you getting this? Come on now. I want you to get this. When you acknowledge him first, when you say, Lord, I give you, what is it? Give me this day my daily bread. What is it? What is my course of life today? He says in Jude chapter 1, I will keep you from falling and will present you faultless. Because when you're doing the purpose of God, when you do his will, there is no fault or sin, because where he is, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Come on. See, now, but you must be walking in the path. And stop saying you're a sinner. Once you got saved, you listen, when you say you're a sinner, that means you are under the authority of sin, and you are not. Oh, 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 that's going to be a teaching for another day. Oh, come on now. Well, let's go here. Listen, we're going to have to stop right there. But listen, when you allow God to be the first, when you allow him to be the Lord in your life, now the Lord must take full responsibility, become fully activated to show you the proper path and course of your life. Come on, we're going to stop right there. Now listen, the Bible says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Oh, come on now. See, when you're doing the kingdom, which is the kingdom is built on seed time and harvest, Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. When you are doing what we're doing right now by getting the word, and then sowing seed into the word, now you're activating, you're causing God to become actively involved. You're activating the imminence of God in your life. Okay? Now listen. Sow your seed. Get your seed ready. Amen? Now listen. For those of you, amen, who want to sow the birthday seed, this is what we're doing right there. And in fact, we're going to do this seed into the ministry and into myself, okay? Because whenever you sow a seed into the hand of the prophet, you're sowing it into the ground, okay? So you can use the website, PayPal, Restored MININTL. You can scan it with your camera right there, and it will take you to the PayPal link. You can use your Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account at Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L, at Gmail, or our Cash App, $RestoredMI, or the website, www.restoredministriesint.org. When you sow the seed, if it's a birthday seed, just put happy birthday, okay, in the comments, okay? If you want to do what is called the Teruma, okay, which is Ezekiel 44:30, and the first of all first fruits of all things of every teruma of every sort shall be the priest, that he may cause the blessing to rest in your house. If you want to sow it directly into the prophet, you can use my Cash App at $ProphetMDBryant or my Zelle or my PayPal that's right there on the screen. But listen, use the amount of the birthday seed. I just turned 56 yesterday. 56, we learned that the number 56, hold on here, let me just go here. Where am I? Here. Let me go here. Here we go, because I want to bring this up to you. Let's see, do I have my little PDF? Oh, here it is. That 56, the 5 plus 6, amen, equals 11, and 11 means prosperity, angels, illumination, revelation, and elevated awareness. You are activating the prosperity and the elevated awareness, the revelation of God in your life. So sow the seed. Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I thank you that as they sow seed into the ministry or into my hand, Father, I speak the blessing of the Lord that makes them rich and adds no sorrow. That's Proverbs 10:22. I declare and decree, prosperity and wealth is their portion, divine health. You cannot sow into the kingdom of God and God not heal you, okay? So I speak divine health, healing. By your stripes, they were healed. While I declare and decree and count it so. And in Jesus' name, I declare that they have a sound mind. Father, you said you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So I speak it. It is so. It shall remain. Amen and amen. Now listen, don't miss tomorrow. We'll be here same time, same place. Be blessed.